having a
victory. How mindful were you of the fact that today is the 1 year anniversary of the broken leg you suffered?
I didn't even know that, to be honest. That's crazy. For real?
To the day.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I really didn't even know that. That's crazy.
I mean, obviously, to play a game like you did today, does it put into perspective what you have been through over the last 365 days? And if so, you know, how does it make you feel? What stands out to you about the path?
You know, I dealt with adversity before, you know, and that's one thing that I can credit Alabama on. You know, they help you fight through adversity, you know, and I've been through a lot of stuff in my life, so that was just a little minor stepping stone. But, you know, I came here, it's a great organization, you know, great training staff, great teammates. So they did a great job of keeping me up and keeping me, you know, keep going.
On the fumble along the sideline, some guys would have just dove on it. Are you taught to scoop and score there? And if not, what about your personality led you to think, oh, I can take this?
Yeah, we actually taught if it's no one's around, then you can scoop and score the ball. And, you know, that's a drill we go over in the secondary. But I seen no one was there, and I just, you know, scooped, and all I seen was grass, so just kept running.
Second touchdown, Cam obviously has some size on you. What were you thinking there about that? Were you thinking about going through him, or you needed to go around him? Or
mostly just making a miss. You know, he a quarterback. You know, it's like, you know, when you're a punt return guy, they always tell you don't get tackled by the punter. When you're a second, you're a DB and you catch an interception, don't get tackled by the quarterback. So that's the same thing.
Eddie, what was your read on that play, and how did you see it develop as Prince kind of drove on the ball in front of you?
Just breaking on the ball. You know, we knew if we could break on the ball, we were able to get some tips and overthrows. So that was something we really was on top of in the week of practice. And Prince made a great play. You know, I owe it all to him, and I was just able to make something happen out there.
So if you know this, you're going to be the first player in NFL history to get 275-yard returns on defense for touchdowns. Sixth game only in the league. What does it mean to you to be in the record books like that?
Oh, man, it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. I owe it all to God, man. And my teammates, you know, the guys up front, they did a great job, you know, putting pressure on the quarterback and, you know, forcing mistakes on him. So I just owe it to God and my teammates.
As you're taking the second one back, is there anything in your head that goes, oh, my God, I'm doing it again?
Not really. Not at the time. You're thinking just touchdown. You know, you're going to get in that end zone as much as possible, especially playing on the defensive side of the ball.
What has this defense shown in the last couple of weeks about how the team can build around it to win games?
Man, we're just growing. You know, everyone's getting comfortable with each other. We're still a young defense. You know, a lot of new guys, a lot of new faces. So we still just got to keep getting comfortable. And little things, you know, little tweaks that we need to fix in practice. But overall, man, it was a great team win. You know, everybody came out there and execute. You know, Benny had a sand just laying one brick at a time. And we stuck with that. And that was just our momentum to keep going.
Eddie, what's the difference in a long return touchdown in Soldier Field in the NFL? You had a few of these in college. What was the difference between the SEC days and doing it here?
Man, it's you got faster guys on the opposite side of the ball. You know, you got big guys that can run. Really, in college, you know, the big guys, they just, they just let you go. So I can say that.
Eddie, on the tip ball, there was still traffic around where you caught it. How aware were you of all the traffic there? How clear did you feel like your path to the ball was? And obviously, you were able to catch it at basically full speed.
I really just seen Prince make the play, then the ball just popped in there. Like I said, we just break on the ball, you know, you look for them tips and overthrows. And I guess I want to say McPhee. Yeah. I just seen some blue jerseys, and I knew they was my guys, so I was able to get it and, you know, go to the house with it.
With Adrian's interception last week, and Bryce had one, you had two takeaways. Now, what is this defensive backfield showing in terms of its ability to go get the ball? Because that had been such trouble for the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, that was something that, you know, we came in this year on our mind is getting more turnovers, especially in the secondary, forcing more turnovers. And we always knew, you know, that's not whoever forces the first turnover, and then they're going to start rolling in. You know, Amos told me before the game, he was like, I told my dad he was going to get one today. So it happened. You know, that's just how it works. You know, we force one, and they just keep coming.
How much are they being set up by people breaking for the ball, like you're saying, tip balls, and one guy – you know, it's tight on the receiver, and another guy gets it and goes.
It's team effort, you know, especially with that front seven. Like I said, our front seven, they always give a great push. You know, they intimidate quarterbacks, you know. So back in, we just got to keep our guys covered and break on the ball, and you're able to make plays.